Eleusis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Eleusis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is hierarchy, the hierarchy. And before we explore that topic, I have good news for you. Eleusis Trust is giving you a gift today, and we'll talk more about that gift a little later on. And all the work, or all the radio work that we do, and all the dialogue that you hear on this show emanate from the works of Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Eleusis Trust organization, and she wrote 24 volumes of books, and she also is the author of the following thought. The great hierarchy of being is that chain of life in which the smallest link is of importance, and the greatest link is related to the smallest through the electrical interplay of spiritual energy. There is naught but hierarchy. That's a very interesting thought, and relates very much to some of the quantum physics I read on a very basic level. How would you define hierarchy then?
It has a number of meanings. There's the kind of general meaning of hierarchy with a small h, which is any system of persons or things ranked one above another. It's also in the dictionary described as a rank order of sacred persons, a rank order. The hierarchy in general is a concept of ranking of greater than and lesser than. In the spiritual sense, it's a more specific term for a group of beings called the masters or the kingdom of souls, the white brotherhood, not in terms of the race at all, but in terms of light. They have a number of different meanings, but the spiritual hierarchy is those beings who have progressed through the strictly human limitations of consciousness and have surmounted the limitations of being human and have stayed yet with our planet to guide and foster its evolution. So,
yeah, the concept of hierarchy, though, is I think is familiar with most everybody has heard the word, and but its evidence of it is all around us, actually, and we're all part of a hierarchy, whether we realize it or not. And it's easily recognized, and sometimes you could think of it in terms of a coordinating function. In other words, that which coordinates is higher on a given scale of complexity than that which is being coordinated. So, for example, the nucleus of a cell coordinates the activity of a single cell.
Mm-hmm. Complexity coordinates simplicity?
Complexity is a relative term because things become more complex as we move on up the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And another example might be the queen bee, for example, coordinates the activities of a hive.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor of a city and the city council coordinate the activities of the city. So it's on goes on up the scale, and just like the government or the legislature or the parliament coordinates the activities of the whole country.
Those are examples in a mundane sense of what hierarchy signifies. In a spiritual sense, it's more of a magnetic condition, wouldn't you say? a transmission of energy or a charge, just as the opening thought said, an electrical interplay of spiritual energy. And the basic idea, I think, is that the impact of a greater energy field upon the lesser is transformative. Just by the very impact of two energy fields, one greater, one lesser, a transformation is generated in the sense of evoking resources and potential within the lesser that might have remained dormant otherwise.
Each one of us is a part of this series of
gradations,
if you will. And we're part of a larger organism, and at the same time we each coordinate the smaller organisms within our body, for example, the atoms and the molecules and the organs, so that we are the coordinating factor of all of that within our body, but at the same time we are a small part of a much larger organism, and we are in turn coordinated by this larger organism.
I think most people may not think of their own body, their own physical being a hierarchy of systems, but when you become health conscious, you begin to realize you have a responsibility for all these different organs and glands within your body, and you should do right by them by feeding them and giving them proper nutrients and care and so on. I think the greatest example of hierarchy is the relationship of our planet to the sun, because all of the planets in our solar system circulate or revolve around the sun, which is the life-bearing orb at the very center, and all the planets, I think, are held in being by the magnetic power and force field of the sun. So that would be the supreme example in nature of a hierarchy, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that just shows you that this whole structure of concept of hierarchy, it just extends throughout the universe.
You see it in the animals also. Not too long ago, I was watching a program on television about dogs, and dogs very quickly establish a hierarchy. Anytime two dogs get together, there's they have to sort out between themselves their rank. And the less dominant dog becomes submissive and sometimes will roll over on his belly to show that he's not a threat to the more powerful dog. And so they instinctively sort things out immediately. But I don't think it means in their dog minds that the one dog is a lesser dog in his worth or value. But it's more, I think, of a physical power and dominance, don't you think? I don't know. How do I know? I'm not a dog.
Well, I'll be complimented when somebody calls me top dog. I've been called
top
that before.
Top dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's the,
there you go.
That's the same. Is top dog is the top of the hierarchy. But, what was I thinking? This ranking of organisms, I think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, evolution wouldn't proceed without this structure. Everything would just come to a halt without this hierarchical structure. And because inspiration comes from above and guidance comes from above, and we see this even in the family unit, the parents guide the child, and the teachers guide the child, and the children guide their dog. They get a new puppy, and so it's there is the hierarchy there between the animal kingdom and the human kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So without this kind of structure, nothing would really move. If everything was even, there'd be no incentive to move forward.
There's an element of sacrifice in that, isn't there? Even in the lower kingdoms, the mineral kingdom sacrifices, gives up something of itself to the vegetable kingdom in terms of minerals and nutrients that the plant kingdom receives from the earth. And then the plant kingdom sacrifices or gives up its value to the animal kingdom by nourishing the animal kingdom. And you can carry that by extension higher and higher. The lesser sacrifices to the higher, and it's all part of the great chain of being. It's all part of the plan. And it's utterly beneficent.
And it doesn't stop, of course, with human beings. We're not the top of the heap, because there's a more in the spiritual kingdoms. This same structure of hierarchy continues on.
I suppose the people would be the most familiar with that idea in terms of angels. There's been a lot of interest in the angels in the last few years, or the kingdom of saints that some religions hold in very high regard.
Right, and there's a lot to learn about angels, or they call them in the Bailey writings, in the books of Alice Bailey, they call them the Deva kingdom. There's a whole separate kingdom, the Deva kingdom. And that's fascinating, because here again, this world depends on this kingdom to provide us with the necessary sustenance and materials that we're made of.
Within every human being, I think this hierarchy that we spoke of in terms of the body being composed of organs and glands and systems, the energy component of that is the centers. And we had a program not too long ago about the centers along the spinal column. That also is symbolic of the hierarchical structure of the human being, because the lower centers at the base of the spine, the sacral center, the solar plexus, the energy has to be lifted up from those centers and transferred into the higher centers of the heart, the throat, and the head. And that's the hierarchical pattern of the lesser giving way to the higher or greater energy field. So this mm-hmm. pattern of hierarchy carries out throughout nature and throughout different kingdoms, and we see it within the human being, we see it in the solar system.
And yes, and you carry that also from the centers. You have this hierarchical ranking in the physical and the emotional and mental mm-hmm. nature, and then on top of that is the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul is the guiding factor in all of this. It oversees the guidance of its incarnated existence when in the physical world, and provides sustenance and life and consciousness. And so it is very much there in the background that's guiding and providing us with inspiration. So,
for those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and our topic for today is the hierarchy. And also, I just want to remind you that all the work of the Lucis Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the Lucis Trust. We're not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps to pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals. So please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. Donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, that's L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we have that gift for you. I'll tell you a little bit more about that now. It's the title of the book is, or the booklet, no, excuse me, the pamphlet. It's a pamphlet, and it's called The Spiritual Hierarchy, and that's a gift for you, and all you have to do is call us on our toll-free number, and we'll send the pamphlet. Once again, the title of it is The Spiritual Hierarchy. We'll send it out to you. The toll-free number is 1-866-695-8247. Once again, it's 1-866-695-8247. And also, people do ask for cassettes of this show, and you're certainly welcome to order cassettes of any of the Lucis Trust shows on our site. and we'll send those out to you for a nominal charge. And just give us a call once again on that same toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS, LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. We also have a festival coming up that we'd like to invite you to. It's called the Festival of Goodwill, and perhaps Sarah can tell you more about that.
Well, the Festival of Goodwill is the third of the three spiritual festivals. We've talked about it on this program in the last few weeks. It's what's called in the Ageless Wisdom the higher interlude of the spiritual year. The Festival of Easter, followed by the Festival of Wesak, and then the third festival, the Festival of Goodwill, which this year will be observed on Friday, June 13th. That's purely by accident that it's the 13th and it's a Friday, but we don't worry about things like that. The meeting will be at the Marriott Eastside Hotel in Manhattan at 7 p.m. And it's open to the public. People are welcome to come. If you would like some information about the meeting and the theme of the meeting, please telephone and we can send you some information. It's essentially a meditation meeting. We meet in group meditation as a service to humanity to radiate into human consciousness the energies of light and love and goodwill for the upliftment of all humanity. Mm-hmm. So it's a service. This kind of meeting is meant to be a service rather than something where you get something for yourself. But it is a chance to participate with a group in meditation to serve humanity.
And what is the price for attending that meeting?
We don't charge for our meetings. Donations are welcome.
Okay.
But we don't have a set price.
Well, there you go. You have two gifts this week that we're talking about from Lucis Trust. And let's get back to our thoughts about the hierarchy. I found it something very interesting. Why do you think the concept of hierarchy, why is it in such disrepute today?
I'm not sure, but the term is really used in a very pejorative way these days. I don't remember that from earlier times, that hierarchy was even, maybe it was a sign of my own consciousness or lack of it, that I don't remember the word coming into use. But now you hear quite often the term hierarchy denigrated. I think it has to do with people's fierce resistance to authority, the demand and expectation of complete freedom and free will, and the feeling, which I think is mistaken, that hierarchy would infringe free will and independence and be some kind of authoritarianism that would require submission and obedience and domination. And certainly we've had some bad examples of the misuse of authority just in the past century. Totalitarianism has done some terrible things within the world, and people are right to resist that kind of abuse of human freedom. But the idea of a hierarchy, as we've said, it pervades nature, and it's found within all aspects of the natural world. It's completely normal, and not only that, it's necessary. As you said, life couldn't exist without hierarchy. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't know why it has such a bad press.
Well, the hierarchy in the church probably hasn't helped our understanding of that.
Yeah, the word is often used to apply to the church.
Yeah. In fact, the dictionary definition singles out that ranking.
Rank order of sacred persons.
Yes. And lately the abuses of some of the church officials and some of those who are members of this hierarchy doesn't help appreciation of that term also.
Right. I suppose it feeds that mistrust of a hierarchical structure when these examples you mentioned have used their power and their authority over young people and children in such an abusive way. It's absolutely criminal to misuse that kind of power.
Mm-hmm. And also, you see examples of it more and more coming out in the corporate world and mm-hmm. the business, the structure of a hierarchy in the corporate structures, mm-hmm. corporate life, and the abuse that goes on there. And that's really what makes hierarchy bad, is the it's human misuse of this divine gift, of divine structure. Really, it's our human misuse of it.
Well, really, the problems you're citing are problems of the misuse of power, mm-hmm. and that really doesn't have much to do with the concept of hierarchy, which is the gradation of life and consciousness.
Well, they see the ones at the top mm-hmm. of this corporation, for example, getting away with all their perks and then being caught for it, fortunately. But it just adds to the bad press that we get on the concept of hierarchy, because it's the hierarchical structure in the corporation that mm-hmm. seems to be expressing the abuse.
But when you see abuse like that, you can be pretty certain that there is in fact no real hierarchical difference in consciousness. If the people at the top of the power structure misuse their power rather than using it to evoke the best work and the best efforts of the staff, it's an example of a lack of a hierarchy in consciousness. They are no better than the
right.
least of the people.
It's a lack of understanding of what hierarchy should mm-hmm. be.
Maybe we should talk about some good examples of hierarchy to reinforce the term. The first one that every human being enters into, the first experience of hierarchy, is family. The mother and the father, the children, are a hierarchical structure. And as parents know, it's very difficult to convince willful children sometimes that I am the mommy and you're not. And sometimes it ends up with, because I'm the mommy, that's why. But that's an experience of hierarchy that really is benign and protective yeah. and nurturing. Another hierarchical relationship is the teacher and the student. Mm-hmm. The greater gives to the lesser, in the sense of the person with more knowledge, more understanding, transmitting, sharing that knowledge and understanding with one who wants to learn. Another example is the doctor and the patient. The doctor not being more spiritually worthy than the patient, it's not that, but he has knowledge and training and experience that put him in the seat of superior understanding. And the patient being the recipient of that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a... I think since we live in this democracy, and democracy is such a strong quality and calling for us in this country especially, that maybe some people are turned off by the idea of hierarchy mm-hmm. too,
yeah.
I think.
All men are created equal, the yeah. Constitution says. And yes, we are created equal in potential. We are all equal before the law. We're not all equal in present status and attainment. And I think that's difficult for people to accept. And yet, if you look around, if you have any sense of rationality, you know it's true. We're not all.
Yeah, even a democracy can't operate without a hierarchy. It's a necessary structure, but it's all these abuses that we see that kind of poisons people's thoughts on the idea,
yeah,
I think.
The misuse of it.
Yeah.
Really, a hierarchical structure that's working properly should be one of service and sacrifice. Christ said the greatest of these is the servant of all. And there is the example of him washing the feet of his disciples. That's the purest expression of hierarchy that I can think of. The greatest of these is the servant of all. If that understanding were applied to relationships that are hierarchical in nature, whether we're talking about a teacher-student, parent-child, doctor-patient, priest, worshiper, there would be a proper expression of hierarchy as a transmission of magnetic energy, of a spiritual charge from the greater to the lesser. That's the chain of hierarchy, and that's literally what keeps the world turning on its axis. Without that, we would come to a static halt and die.
Absolutely. Everything would come to a stop, and that's what we were saying earlier. But so it's pervasive throughout all of the kingdoms in the world, and even the kingdoms above us. And this is what I think we have to keep in mind when we hear the word hierarchy and when we talk about hierarchy. And I think in another program we'll be talking more about the spiritual aspect of hierarchy in the inner side. So it's a concept that we have to really begin to accept and to think about more deeply, because this inner beings, this group of inner beings are the ones that are really guiding us.
And maybe we can close by coming back to your thought that you opened with, that hierarchy is a coordinating factor. The true hierarchy functions in alignment with a heart center, whether we're talking about a business or a family or an institution or whatever. It's a coordination of all the different units that are created by this hierarchical gradation of consciousness. And so it's a method of relationship, not of domination or of authority, but of relationship and coordination. And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, I think that's the key word, is relationship, because if all these little parts were not related and not functioning as one unit, then, you know, there'd be chaos. So we have to keep that in mind.
And once again, we have a gift for you. You're certainly welcome to order it on our toll-free number. The gift is a pamphlet. It more or less is the essence of the show that we did today. The title of the pamphlet is The Spiritual Hierarchy. The Spiritual Hierarchy. And just give us a call at 1-866-695-8247. Once again, it's 1-866-695-8247 for your gift on the gift of the pamphlet, The Spiritual Hierarchy. Well, the easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S is LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. And you can also call that number to find out more about the meditation meeting, the Festival of Goodwill that Sarah spoke about earlier, that's occurring on Friday, June 13th. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.